Why don't we rise and we'll ask the Lord to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord and God, that you're a God that hears and answers prayer. You see everything. You're aware of everyone. Lord, I praise and thank you, Lord and God, for peace and shalom on your Sabbath day. Lord and God, bless the reading today. Strengthen everyone. Increase our faith. Lord and God, you know every one of our needs. I pray that you'll send down, bring down, Lord, from the kingdom of heaven, your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh upon us. Be with us in a special way today, Lord and God. Holy Spirit, be with us, Father. Lord and God, we just thank and praise you, Lord and God, for everything you do for us, things that are past finding out. Bless everyone here. Bless all the people on the internet, people around the world that are not with us today in the body of Messiah. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord and God, for everyone here, that you'll heal those that need healing in their bodies, our brother Jeff, Sister Wanda, and the rest of us, Lord and God. Touch and heal every one of us so we can do something for you, Lord, and our lifespan that you've allotted to us. Lord and God, I praise and thank you, Lord and God, that you are the God that watches over us. Lord and God, shower down your blessings upon this congregation and the congregations around the world that are in your body. We don't want to be a separate congregation. We want to be just one in Messiah, Kahal Echad B'Mashiach. Lord, I thank and praise you. We give you the glory, Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Messiah Yeshua. Bless this reading. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This reading today, just to let you know, we're now still in the second month of God, and it's called Ziv in the Bible. I know, unbeknownst to many people, they don't know God has his own calendar, and I'm sure you guys know by now. We're in the month called Ziv, and this is not called Iyar, like Judaism says. Judaism, on all their little Judaism calendars, they have Iyar. Even on the Judaism calendar I got, there's no such word Iyar in the Hebrew Bible. Why they have that, I have no idea. Why they made that up, that's another mystery of Judaism's makeup stories. But everybody follows it, all the scholars, all the geniuses. They call it Iyar. It's not in the Hebrew Bible. But the word Ziv is there. And the proof that, you go to 1 Kings chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month, in English they call it Ziv, it's Ziv in Hebrew, which is the second month. It says, Bachodesh Ziv. Hu HaChodesh HaShani. So it's the second month, and the house of the Lord was starting to be built. He began to build the house of the Lord. But we're concentrating on, we are in the second month of God, and it is called Ziv right now, okay? Today is May 6, 2006, and it's the 21st day from the waving of the sheaf. Now, the waving of the sheaf in Hebrew is Omer, and that's what we're doing. It's, remember, 21 days ago is when we did the first fruits, and it was the resurrection of the Messiah. He is the first fruits unto God. We're not counting Omars. Like, that's what people say. They count in the Omer. There's no such thing. It's not we're not counting the Omer. We're counting for when the priest waved the Omer, which is the sheaf, before the Lord, which is the first fruits. And he dedicated that to God, and that is the resurrection. And, of course, Messiah is the first fruits. And where we get this from is, if you go to Leviticus 23:11, this is just a recap I'm doing today. But you see right here it says, he shall wave the sheaf, the omer, before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. Of course, today, because they created the name Sunday, that is the morrow after the Sabbath, or Yom Rishon in Hebrew. And the priest shall wave it. Verse 15 says, and he shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Right now we're only 3 Sabbaths complete. It says, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. And of course this word is known as the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, or of course you heard Pentecost, which means 50 in Greek. And of course that's when the Holy Spirit empowered the believers in the book of Acts. So this, I just wanted to do a recap of that. And also, I just wanted to a recap of a few days ago was Yom HaZicharon. And what that is it was a memorial day in Israel of all the soldiers that were killed in the formation of Israel, and also throughout time by terrorism. And then the day after Yom HaZicharon, which is the Day of Remembrance, we have Yom HaAtzmaut. And what that is, it's the anniversary of Israel. Israel right now is 58 years old, okay? Because it was created in 1948, and it's 58 right now. So I just wanted to do a little recap of that, just to bring everybody up to speed. But today's study is, this morning when I got up, I don't know how I got into this, to be honest with you, I don't remember. But this thing about stand still, see and hear what the Lord will do. And there's many times, I didn't really never thought of this, but there's so many times in the Bible, God wants you to stand still. He don't want you to do anything. He don't want you to do, jump all over. He just wants you to stand still and see and hear what he's got to say. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 13, Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And that's Vayomer Moshe el Ha'am al Tiru. And this is the very interesting word right here. It's hit yatzvu, hit yatzvu. And what that is it's the different, it's a grammatical sentence word that's saying like when you do something that he wants you to, stand still. It says, uru and see et yashuat Yehovah. Did you notice the word yashuat? It sounds very close to Yeshua. And of course, that is Jesus, which is very important. But the whole idea is stand still and see the salvation of God, really, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more, forever. Everything looked lost. Nobody I know had an army chasing them. We talk about blood pressure. Could you imagine the whole Pharaoh and his army chasing you, ready? I mean, they're coming to kill you. I mean, I never had anyone chasing me to kill me. Have you? You're right. This is a whole amazing adventure. So here we have Yatzav is a prime root, and there's what it means, of course. And you could read that yourself. It means to present yourselves. It just means to stand fast or, just stay where you're at, stay put, to set and to stand, to set or station oneself, present oneself. And that word that I was showing you right there, it's a, let me see here. I must be knocked off. Let me see what's happening. Hello? Okay, let me try it again. Okay, where did you lose me? Where did you lose me? Okay, sorry about that, everyone. I'm trying to keep track of all these little things here. Okay, it'd probably be good if you guys, I'll go back to the paper here. Let's see. It's sort of like a magic trick trying to press all these buttons on one little laptop. But anyway, this thing about stand still is very important. If you go to Exodus 23, as we see that there's 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shall gather in the fruits thereof, but the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy oliveyard. 6 days shalt thou do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. So no one's supposed to work today. I mean, that's just the way it is. And the whole idea is this whole thing about lie still. Now, we have in Numbers chapter 9, verse 8, and which is very interesting verse. And Moses said unto them, stand still. He's telling all the Israelites, because they're all nervous and they're all just, who knows what they're, you know, things, what they look like, you know, makes everyone respond different. But Moses says, stand still and hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Vayomer Elehem Moshe, imdu ve'ish ma'ah ma'yatzaveh Yehovah lehem. And this is very important. So this whole thing about standing still and listening, in other words, when you're praying, well, I know a lot of people are trying to make all this noise when they pray, especially if you're a Pentecostal or Assembly of God, or everyone's screaming their brains out and just trying to make as much noise as possible. Sometimes you have to be still and focus on, is God trying to talk to you? I mean, God is very powerful, but sometimes he doesn't come with, you know, locomotive steams. He comes in a different, sometimes we'll find out, he comes in a different manner. In Joshua 3:8, it says, and thou shalt command the priest that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you come to the brink of the water of Jordan, I don't want you guys to do nothing, okay? I want you to stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the people of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Veshimu et divrei Yehovah Elohechem. And that's what he wants you to do. He doesn't want us to do too much. He wants you to, I'm going to do everything, God says. I'm going to take care of things. I'm watching everything. Just believe me. Just listen. Call upon me. I am present. 1 Samuel 9:27 says, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servants pass on before us, and he passed on. But here's Samuel, who's a prophet, he says, but stand thou still a while, and I will show thee the word of the Lord. That's Devar Elohim, Devar Elohim. So in other words, if you notice, people of God, they don't act on their own. They pray, and then they stand still, and then they wait for the Lord to move them. They don't just say, he didn't say, well, let's get together with me. I mean, I got some things I want to tell you. No, he said, I'm going to show you the word of the Lord. If you notice, the one up there is basically the same thing. Stand still, and I want to hear what the Lord will command concerning this. Okay, now we'll go to 1 Samuel 12:1, which is, I wrote this whole thing down. I was going to write down a whole bunch of chapters because the whole things are exciting, but I wrote this one down. 1 Kings chapter 19, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also. She must have had other gods, of course. If I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came unto Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it's enough now, O Lord, take my life. For I'm not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him. An angel is a messenger of God, and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake bacon on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because of the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Isn't that amazing? And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord. Here comes the word of the Lord, Devar Elohim. The word of the Lord came unto him and said unto him. And he said unto him. So the word of the Lord's talking. You know, remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Here we have the word of the Lord came unto him, and he says, "What dost thou hear, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. They've thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am alone, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." Sometimes it feels like that. You feel like you're the only one around. You know, your family forsakes you, your friends forsake you, nobody cares, and you're thinking, "Well, God, what? Just take me. I don't want to be here either," you know? But verse 11 says, "And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord." Did you know that? He's saying, the Lord's saying, "Go stand before the mount of the Lord." "And behold, the Lord passed by." When the Lord passes by, everything erupts. "The Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord." But the Lord was not in the wind. That's just his power, okay? The Lord was not in the wind. "And after the wind, an earthquake." But the Lord was not in the earthquake. "And after the earthquake, a fire." But the Lord was not in the fire. But this is important. "And after the fire," if you're standing still, "there was a still, small voice." Isn't that interesting? In other words, if you got caught up in everything else that was going on, you'll miss that little voice. When God does come, when he shows up, believe me, everything erupts. But at the same time, he wants to speak with that voice right to your heart. "And it was so when Elijah," see, Elijah was like watching everything that's going on, but notice Elijah focused in on, it says, when Elijah heard it, he was focused on that little voice, even though everything else was going on around and about him, you know, which tries to take your attention. "Then he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. They have thrown down thy altars. They have slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto..." Now, this is the Lord talking. "And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus." Make sure I don't lose my place here. "And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it came to pass that him that escaped the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escaped from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have," now this is very important, "yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he went, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him." So basically, when the Lord is definitely around and there's mighty things going on, but make sure you hear that little, still, small voice. Try to focus on that. I'm trying to train myself in that too. Do you hear the voice of the Lord? Do you see what he's doing? Or are you caught up in the earthquake and the fire and everything else that's going on? 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17, This is very important. See, a lot of people think we're gonna go fight all the battles ourselves. That's not what's going on. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, just stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. If you believe that. If you don't believe that, you'll probably get smitten because you're thinking you're going to go fight the battle. But if you just stand still, the Lord's he's very capable to go, even though you might be outnumbered, everything might look lost, the Lord's still capable to do what he wants to do. He's with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Judah fell before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this Nehemiah 8:11, I like to do what the Levites do. I want to still all the people. I want you to be still and focus on God. Block out everything else. Listen to the voice of the Lord. I'm sure he's talking to everyone. The question is, are we listening? Are we observing? Are we hearing? So these Levites, they stilled all the people. They said, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they understood the words that were declared unto them. So these words are important. I like them declared unto me. I received them. I'm going to sit still. There's totally things I don't understand at all. But I sit still and I believe God that he's in charge. He's aware of everything. I can't question what's happening because he's very ever present. So if he's really watching everything, I have to wonder, there's something going on that I'm not aware of. Job 37:14 says, hearken unto this, O Job, stand still, consider the wondrous works of God. Now, this psalm is so beautiful right here, Psalm 4, starting on verse 1. It says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You got to be righteous to say that, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? That's like lying. And Selah is a musical word. And that means to pause, consider that. But know that the Lord, he had set apart him that is godly for himself. So if you're godly, God set you apart unto him. Isn't that nice? Let's see. For the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Now, this is important. When you pray to God, you stand in awe, sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah. That's an interesting verse to reconsider. Vedamu, Selah, and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for the Lord only makest me dwell in safety. Praise the Lord. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength. He's a very pleasant help in trouble. You can say that again. Present. He's a very present help in trouble. Isn't that nice to know? He's present. I mean, he's not like sleeping and he didn't go on vacation. He's alive and he's present. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. That means the word host is Tzavaot, and that means like a host of an army. So this, God has his own army. He's the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come and behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he had made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Isn't that nice? So you post this, it says in Hebrew, it says, Harpu u da'u. That means, just stand still, be quiet. And then it says, Ki anochi Elohim, I am God. Arum hagoyim, I'm going to be exalted above the nations. Arum ba'aretz, I'm going to be exalted in the earth. So this is, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And there's where it says in the Hebrew, Yehovah Tzavaot Imanu. So the Lord of hosts is with us. Isn't that nice to know? Misgav Lanu. He's our refuge. Elohei Yaakov Selah. So the God of Jacob is with us. I mean, that's like, to me, very beautiful to know that. Sometimes I in my travels, I feel like, you feel all lost. You feel like, you feel like there's no hope. But know that God is, what's the word? He's always the same. He doesn't change. You know, like sometimes it rains and you feel a little different. That God doesn't, he's not affected by weather. He's not affected by anything that's going on. God is straight. There's no shadow of turning. There's no darkness. That's what's so good about God. He never changes. So no matter if it's snowing, raining, hail, people slipping on ice, I mean, God is still there. Famines, God is still the same. Psalm 65:1 says, Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, see, God hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, thou hast purged them away. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Amen. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple, by terrible things in righteousness. Wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength set it fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves, and the tumult of the people. God stills them. They also that dwell in the utmost parts of are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof and makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. I was just in North Dakota and Minnesota, and out there, these verses really come alive because there's so much farming. And when you're around farming and, things growing and, if it isn't for God, your crops aren't growing. You know, if it wasn't God blessing the soil, or nothing's happening. And God does still the waters. And just to show, I was putting these scriptures down this morning, just to show God is still the same. We're going to see something. In Psalm 89:9, it says, "Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them." So this is the God of David's time, because David is with the Psalms, right? And that in 65 says the same thing. Psalm 89 says the same thing. Psalm 107, "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still," right? This is important. It says in Psalm 23:1, you probably are very familiar with this psalm, right? "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want." That means lack. You're not going to lack anything. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And praise the Lord, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Isn't that beautiful? So there's no pit that's so deep that the Lord is not deeper still. There's nothing beyond the Lord. But the same God that David has, we see the same God here live in Yeshua's time, in the book of Mark, which we read last night. "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." It's like your life. You know, you just might be cruising on this smooth path, and all of a sudden, boom, these storms of life come beating at you. And they beat, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. How about that? Yeshua sleeps on the pillow. He's somewhere around. And they awake him. And that's what you better do when you're praying. Not that he's sleeping. Don't get me wrong. He just wants you to... The Bible says, because of your importunity. Importunity means you're constant asking. He knows that you're sincere. He's right there. He is right there. It says, they awake him and said, they're all like doubting because he's just some guy sleeping on a pillow. "Master, Messiah, Rabbi, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Do you care about us at all, God? I mean, we're all going to die here." And he arose and he just like in David's time, same God, he rebukes the wind and the sea. And what he wants you to be is peace, shalom, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful?" Basically, these guys, even if God didn't let this happen, the worst that could happen to them, they're going to be with the Lord. What could really happen to you? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I mean, do you believe in God? He's really there? I mean, you know, basically, the way I think about myself is this. You know, I'm not afraid to go meet the Lord because I feel like I'm doing what the Lord wants. But as far as what's the worst thing that could happen to us, somebody out in on the battlefield that knows the Lord, if they get shot before they even feel that bullet, they're probably with the Lord. If they're with the Lord, it's not like, I mean, that's, of course, these people, their families would all be worrying what happened to them. But I'm sure any of those guys, if God didn't do this miracle, they ain't going to want to come back and see anybody. But God is right there. He might be over here. He might be somewhere else where you don't see him. You might have to go call upon him. And this is what he does. He wants you to call upon him. And even though these things look tumultuous, you know, they look tremendous. They look, these waves are beating. It feels like life. That's what this reminds me of. Like everything is like soft and smooth. And then it doesn't say just a little, like a little breeze came. This is like these are beating upon the ship. I mean, if you think of these words, that's the way it is. But God is able to say, peace, be still. And everything ends. So these scriptures that I put up on this website, I was just looking up these this morning. Why? I don't know. I was just praying. And I feel like in my life, maybe I have to sit back and be still and consider things. And you have to keep believing God no matter what happens, no matter what things look like. You have to keep trusting the Lord. It's a very important lesson to be still. Make sure you're hearing the voice of the Lord. Make sure you're watching what the Lord is doing. I notice in most of the world doesn't do that. In Israel, they don't do that. Because, you know. Now, there's a different kind of still, I noticed, in the Bible. But I didn't put a lot of verses down. But this verse right, this chapter right here, if you have your Bibles, Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And this is really amazing right here, because in Exodus and Deuteronomy, no one can see the face of God. It says right here, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. You want his name in your forehead, not the anti-Mashiach. You want his name in your forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they don't need any candle, neither the light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And you know what's nice about this? This is God talking. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. Praise the Lord. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And this is really important. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And he said unto me, the angel didn't want you to, the angels don't want you to fall down and do that to them. The angel said, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them that keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. This is really important. This is very amazing. And he says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man, and of course woman, according as his work shall be. So we're going to be judged according to our works. Make sure you do something for God. Everyone should be able to do something. I feel like I try to do a lot, but it seems like nothing. I mean, But make sure, we're going to be judged according to our works. Oh, boy. So it says, I am Alpha, I am the Aleph, and I am the Omega, the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And this is why we're here today, because today is the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, one of the commandments. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. So if you want the right to the tree of life, where you could live forever, we missed it the first time because of Adam and Eve, Chava, her name is Chava in Hebrew. We missed the tree of life the first time, but blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Yeshua says, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You don't have to, you can't buy this, it's free. Isn't that nice? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this, the prophecy of this book, if any man or woman shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. That's why I don't want to write a book, because I don't want to add unto the word of God. I don't want none of that. I don't like even getting a pimple. Imagine a plague. It says, and if any man, let's see, and if any man, of course woman, shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, there's no eternal security. I wish the Baptists can get this and other people. If any man, even a Baptist, takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God's going to take away his part out of the book of life. That means it had to be in there. And out of the holy city. And from the things which are written in this book. And I know you guys are all like me. And we all testify of these things. And we say, Lord, the Lord says, surely I come quickly. Amen. We say, even so, Lord Jesus, Yeshua, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. So there's two different ways of being still. We want to make sure we are still when God wants to say something to us. There might be all kinds of stuff going on, commotions and earthquakes and fires and sirens and all kind of stuff. But we have to make sure we're listening for the little still voice. Because God's in everything that goes on, explosions and everything. I mean, he's God. He's aware of everything. But are we listening to what God wants to tell? There's something God does want to tell every one of us. We're not just left here all alone. But at the same time, these other people, in the end, whatever the way they are, they're going to be. And we want to make sure that we are, like in the beginning of this, it says, we want to make sure that we are listening. We want to make sure we stand still and we see and we hear what the Lord will do and what he's doing. It's a very important thing. It's a lot of the people, if you look this up in the Bible, I only gave a few references from Joshua to Samuel to Moses. They all say the same thing. And even Yeshua said that on the boat there. In Mark, be still. Peace, be still. He knocked out the whole thing. And he's right there to listen. So these verses, to me, give me faith. They make me feel like Elijah, you know. Sometimes you feel like you're all alone, and what's the use? What are we wasting our time? We're just, you know, no one cares. No, no, no. God has all kind of people reserved. We may not see them. They may not be right in front of our face. There's oodles of people around accepting the Lord and his commandments and is doing what he says. So even though they're not, things are not in front of you, that doesn't mean that's what's happening, because we're not aware of the things. God does things past finding out. We can't figure out. No one can know the mind of the Lord. I hope this meant a little bit to you, this little bit of a study. It's online if you want to read it slower later. of course. I always put it online. You could look that up. If anybody in the room here would like to, anybody have any questions or comments, I'll open the room now where anyone can come to the mic. I thank you for being here, and I hope we could all learn this to be still and listen to the voice of the Lord. I know it's easy to say. I know it's a little more complicated to do. I know that. I mean, I'm saying it real easy, but I also know that it takes rehearsal, fasting, praying, listening what the Lord wants you to do. What does he want you to say? Where does he want you to go? What is he saying? Does he have a message for you? Anyway, Shabbat Shalom. I'll open the room. God bless everyone, and have a wonderful Sabbath, and praise the Lord. Any questions or any comments? God bless everyone. I'll stop this.